You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sayantan Behra. The Met Department's forecast of above normal rains is a breather for India's sluggish farm economy and tepid rural consumption. But high chances of excess rains and the havoc they can wreak are an early warning for governments to stay alert and prepared. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What are the positives from the forecast? The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast the June to September southwest monsoon to be above normal, at 106% of the long period, a 50-year average. Being a lifeline for India's rain-fed Kharif crop season, the forecast raises hopes of a revival in farm sector growth. Government estimates show that farm growth slowed to 0.7% in FY24, from 4.7% in FY23. Uneven rains, drought in some parts and floods in others, was one reason. A good harvest this year will improve farm income and rural wage growth. This will boost sales of consumption items such as soaps and hair oils, which have been tepid for some time. And what are the upside risks? Over the past few years, the number of extreme rainfall days during the monsoon season has increased. This is a fallout of global warming. As per the IMD forecast, there is a 30% probability that rains will be in excess category, or over 110% of the long period average, LPA. The likelihood that rains will be above normal or more than 104% of LPA is very high, a 61% probability. This means parts of India risk going underwater, leading to loss of life, property, infrastructure, and harvest-ready crops. This is an early warning for both states and the central government to stay alert and be prepared to handle an emergency. Will this forecast be updated? The IMD will issue an update to its April forecast in end May, just before the monsoon hits the southern state of Kerala. This will provide a clearer picture of how rainfall will be spread in different regions and over the four-month-long season. A dry first half, June and July, and an extremely wet second half when harvest begins, raises the risk of damage to crops. Why are rains likely to be above normal? According to IMD, El Niño conditions are likely to weaken in the early part of the monsoon, while La Niña conditions are likely to develop during the second half. El Niño and La Niña, sea surface temperatures over the Pacific and the Indian Ocean, strongly influence the monsoon rains. While the former raises the risk of low rainfall, the latter is associated with a surplus. La Niña conditions are likely to be aided by a positive Indian Ocean dipole, which cools the water more than normal, bringing more rains. Will the monsoon impact food prices? In March, retail food inflation was 8.5%, a tad below February. The current rise in food prices is led by cereals, 8.4% higher, vegetables, 28.3%, and pulses, 17.7%. Uneven rains in 2024 can hit production of these commodities, pushing prices up and straining family budgets. For now, the IMD expects above-normal rains over most of India except parts of northwest, east and northeast India. The best one can hope for is well-distributed rains and not extreme downpour in a short period of time. That should keep a lid on food prices. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.